Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Protecting Your Energy. And this one might be one of the most important conversations we have all season. Because teachers are trained to give attention. We are trained to give instruction, to give emotional support, to give time. But rarely are we trained to protect. Rarely are we trained to protect our focus, to protect our emotional bandwidth, to protect our sense of balance. Energy is invisible, but it drives everything. And if you don't protect it intentionally, this profession will quietly drain it. Not because teaching is bad, but because teaching is human work. And human work costs something. So today, we're not talking about doing less. We're talking about staying sustainable. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I'm thankful for quiet mornings, the kind where the world hasn't accelerated yet. Those moments where I don't have to begin the day in urgency. I love those quiet mornings. The second thing that I'm thankful for is small resets, a walk, a breath, a conversation with someone that helps reframe things. Those little interruptions of stress can help prevent stress from building. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is for growth, for the ability to recognize patterns in myself and adjust it instead of react. That growth protects energy more than anything else. Well, let's get into the main topic, protecting your energy. Emotional labor is real. Teaching is emotional labor. You are regulating your own emotions. You are helping students regulate theirs. You are absorbing frustrations. You are managing group dynamics. You are responding to families, all while teaching content. Think, we wear so many hats as an educator. That emotional management isn't visible on a lesson plan, but it costs energy. And if you pretend it doesn't, you end up confused about why you're tired. Protecting energy starts with acknowledging emotional labor and that it exists. Let's talk about the after-school energy drain. We'll take you into a common experience. You'll leave school physically upright, but mentally, you're in a fog. You replay in your head as you're driving home those hard conversations, the students who shut down, the behaviors you could have handled differently, the meetings that didn't quite sit right with you. Your body, well, it left the building. However, your mind stayed. Energy protection means creating a mental exit ritual. Maybe it's a deep breath before starting the car. Maybe it's music that shifts your mood. Maybe it's a conscious thought like, today is done. Without a ritual, energy can linger. And lingering energy turns into chronic fatigue. See, boundaries are preventative, not reactive. Most teachers, they create boundaries after burnout hits. But boundaries are meant to prevent depletion. That might mean not answering emails after a certain time, not over-explaining decisions repeatedly, not volunteering for everything. This might look like not talking, just taking student emotional struggles home, not taking those struggles home, just leaving them at school to talk about, because that's the thing. We take them home and then we talk about them. See, boundaries aren't walls. They're filters. Think about that. They determine what enters your emotional space. That's what boundaries do. You are not responsible for everything. Please hear me say that. Write that down. It's going to be on the test. You are not responsible for everything. This one is such a heavy hitter. Teachers often carry responsibility for things beyond their control. They carry responsibility for family instability, systemic inequality, systemic inequity, student trauma, policy gaps. Caring about these things is human. Caring all of these things is unsustainable for anyone. I don't care how good you are. There's a difference between caring and carrying. See, caring says, I want to help. Carrying says, hey, it's all on me. Energy protection means knowing the difference. Let's talk about micro choices and how micro choices preserve energy. Energy isn't protected in grand gestures. Not at all. It's protected in micro decisions. Choosing not to escalate tone. Choosing not to personalize behavior. Choosing not to argue unnecessarily. Choosing to pause instead of react. Each one saves emotional fuel. Those small choices, they compound. So those micro choices really, they preserve, they save energy, and it becomes your rocket fuel to be a high-performing, funky teacher, y'all. Think about that. You've got to be able to fuel yourself, and those micro choices add up. And let's talk about just resetting in general and how resetting is fuel, not escape. Reset, it often gets framed as escape. But rest is refueling also. Think about it. Outside interests, adventure, exercising, taking time with your family, doing some creative outlets. These aren't distractions from teaching. They restore the part of you that teaching draws from. If you never replenish, you start running on obligation instead of joy. And obligation alone won't carry you long term. Energy protection. When you protect your energy, it preserves patience. Because when energy is depleted, patience, it shrinks. Tone shifts faster. Frustration surfaces quicker. And grace thins out. Protecting your energy protects your patience. And patience, it protects relationships. So energy protection, it's not selfish. Not at all. It benefits your classroom. And longevity, it requires rhythm. Short bursts of intensity are easy. Long careers, though, require rhythm. It requires rhythm around work, recovery, reflecting, resetting. Teachers who last decades, They don't run at full speed constantly, not at all. They pace, and through this pacing and through this rhythm that they develop, they protect their energy. And protecting energy is an act of respect. Think about it. When you protect your energy, you're showing respect for your limits, your humanity. You're respecting your family and your future self. You are not more committed because you are exhausted. You don't get a cupcake because you're exhausted and you're pushing yourself to mental exhaustion. You are not more effective because you are drained. You are more effective when you are steady. As I do a reflective closing here, I want to say that energy is invisible, but it fuels everything. Protecting it doesn't mean you care less. It means you want to care longer. Students don't need a burned out version of you. Not at all. They need a sustainable one. So protect your energy, because longevity is leadership, y'all. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a 5-star review. Let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.